You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The latest public perceptions of New Zealand's environment survey was released on Friday. This survey looks at what the public perceived to be the most environmental issues at the time and how New Zealanders view our environment. 95BFM producer Hannah Ross spoke with Forest and Birds spokesperson Jeff Keyes about the main findings of the survey.
There were really two things that stood out. The first one is that water, agriculture and climate change are the top environmental issues for New Zealanders. The second thing that stood out was that we actually have a remarkably rose-tinted view of nature in New Zealand. We think it's doing well, but in actual fact it's perhaps not doing as well as we might like to think.
And how has this kind of come about?
I mean, I think what's happened here, there's a couple of things going on. The first thing that has been happening is there's more awareness of the impact that agriculture has on our environment. So when you dig into the survey, you can sort of see that over the last sort of 6 to 10 years, there's been a progressive shift with people starting to identify the areas where agriculture is having an impact on the environment. And of course, fresh water is top of that. The second thing is that we hear a lot of good news stories about conservation. You know, we hear about the amazing work that people in the Department of Conservation do and the amazing work that some of Forest and Bird members get out there and do as well. And I think that's perhaps lulled us all into a false sense of security.
And what do you think that this kind of survey will help to progress into helping make New Zealand a more environmentally safe place to live in?
I hope that what will happen is that, first of all, decision makers will pick up on that the priority that New Zealanders give to fresh water, to dealing with the issues from agriculture and climate change. And as part of that, I really hope that the farming sector actually has a good look at that. You know, we see a lot of denial of problems. You know, I can go back nearly 20 years of talking to federated farmers about water quality issues and just getting, you know, denial and minimisation of the problem. And I think they now need to realise that public patience has run out and they do need to step up and show leadership. The second thing is that I think we all need to just take another look at the state of our plants and animals and wild places. You know, we have over 900 threatened species, that is species that are going extinct, and we have another 2,700 that are at risk of joining them, and I think all of us as a country need to start paying a little bit more attention to that.
And how do you think that we can kind of raise more awareness that people should be paying more attention to these kind of things?
Obviously that's part of Forest and Bird's job. You know, we need to be talking to people a lot about how, you know, what the threats are and what can be done to turn things around, because we do know that when you invest in conservation, you do turn things around. But I think as well, I mean, you know, conversations like the one we're having right now, where we can talk about what we think as a country and what we understand and what the reality is, I think all of that is useful.
And was there anything in the survey that kind of stood out that was a really important thing that you think that we kind of need to do more work on, or do you think that we kind of haven't been doing enough of, or anything like that?
I mean, the survey looked at what we all think as a country, and clearly in some areas, you know, we've made progress in understanding our natural environment and what impacts on it and what can look after it. But I just think that we just need to have more conversations as a country about how perilous nature's situation is in New Zealand and what we can do to turn that around. Because, you know, as I was saying before, that investment in conservation actually makes a difference. You know, if we put in place the rules, if we spend money on the Department of Conservation, we get results. And we need to have that conversation.
Hannah then spoke to researcher of the survey and professor of environmental management at Lincoln University, Kenneth Huey, about the effects these main findings has.
Well, I think if we're thinking about how to develop a country that we can all be proud of, that is clean and green, that is attractive to tourists, and where people can swim in their local water bodies, then what this shows is the key issues of concern to the public, and mostly these key issues of concern to the public are ones that are also reflected in the science. So if we think of fresh water, we know that there have been declines in fresh water quantity and quality over the course of the last several decades, and this is reflected by people's concerns. It's also reflected by the fact that the government is increasingly designing policies and attempting to implement those policies so that we can reverse these declines. So public perceptions match the reality of the science in these areas, and that's important for government to know because it addresses the need for more policy in those areas.
Do you think that it is important that the public has perceived that these issues that are real are their top problems as well?
Yes, I think they are. I think if we think of fresh water in New Zealand, and if we think globally, the public response picks up on climate change as being the biggest problem, then I think those two pretty much reflect where government policy is at the moment. Certainly, globally, climate change would be up there. I guess arguably, you could say in New Zealand that the biggest environmental problems are perhaps freshwater and biodiversity loss. Irrespective of which one comes out top, they are both really important. And it is important that the public understands these. And we think from our survey, in the main, they do.
And do you think that the survey will kind of raise more awareness, especially regarding election year this year, and how that the public will be more aware of voting for those who will help pursue these environmental issues?
That's a question that goes to the heart of the individual voter and what drives them to vote around particular policies, social issues, environmental issues, education, health issues, those sorts of things. I'm not one to guess what the outcome of the election will be. I think that these long-running surveys, though, just give an indication of what the major problems are, and then if political parties decide to address those with particular policies, then that's up to them.
Do you think that it is important, though, that the parties should be looking to these environmental issues and seeing that the public perceives them as an issue and then kind of building on that?
Well, I certainly think it's important that environmental issues are raised, the public have expressed those concerns, and then political parties, all political parties, have environmental policies which in many respects do try and address these concerns. I think what we're probably seeing is a heightened awareness of environmental problems within the New Zealand electorate generally, and we're seeing that expressed in concern around fresh water in particular, and then we're seeing that reflected by the current government's activities in terms of policy in that area.
And it was said in the survey that these kind of findings have found that now there is 985 threatened species plus another nearly 3,000 at risk of joining them. How do you think that we can go about in helping preserve our endangered species?
That's a really good question. We probably have one of the most at-risk native biodiversity resources in the world as a country. I think as a government, the recent signals around predator-free New Zealand 2050, around habitat management, about how to mitigate development so that they're sustainable, all work together so that we can address the biodiversity crisis. So I think in the medium to long term, there is a willingness on behalf of government and other parties to address these issues, and I do think there was a strong level of support for the community for those initiatives.
And was there any kind of anything else in this survey that kind of was brought up that you think should be mentioned?
Yes, I think there's one area that we've consistently highlighted, particularly over the last three or four of these triennial surveys that we've undertaken. We ask the same set of core questions each survey, and we assess the responses against key demographics of the New Zealand population. What we've noted over time, and we've published on this, is that Māori respondents tend to have a heightened level of environmental concern around some of the key natural resources when compared to New Zealand European respondents versus those of other ethnicities. The other ethnicity respondents tend to be relatively new migrants, and they have a far more positive view of the state of the New Zealand environment than do Maori and New Zealand Europeans. I think this is a really important finding. It's important given our treaty obligations, and it's important about telling the story of New Zealand and who we are.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.